Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves and do it toll-free at 855-453. That is the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we have waiting for you. That's freetalklive.com. With you in studio, Ian here.
Johnny Ray.
And Mark.
And we're going to go to a special guest, and then we will get to your calls about whatever's on your mind. But this is an update I've been waiting to have, because we haven't talked to our friend Adam Kokesh in quite a while due to the fact that he's in prison awaiting trial. So I guess, I don't know if that's technically prison, but he's being confined in a small space, and apparently has trial, as I understand it, later on this month. Now, for those of you who don't recall, or maybe you're new to the show, Adam was arrested this summer after a raid of his home by Virginia, and I believe the D.C. cops were involved as well. But what happened was he allegedly went into Washington, D.C. with a shotgun and racked it, essentially, in front of a video camera. So there's video evidence of him supposedly being in D.C. With this shotgun. And I guess the people in D.C., the government guys, they don't like that very much. So they have threatened Adam. They have put him in a cage, and they're charging him with felony, as I understand it, a couple felonies, two or three or something like that. And we're going to get the latest on the situation from his manager, Jeffrey Phillips. And Jeffrey is actually on the line from L.A. via Skype. Hello, Jeffrey.
How's it going, guys?
Hey, it's great to have you on the show. There's been a lot of news recently among the Liberty community about Adam. And, of course, for those that don't know, he is the host of Adam vs. the Man. It's a great television program available on YouTube. AdamVSTheMan.com is his website. And Jeffrey, there have been some dramatic news out of D.C. where Adam Kokesh has verified apparently some of the people that have been supposedly helping him have been helping themselves, apparently to his bank account. So I'd love to talk about that. And then also the upcoming jury nullification outreach project in D.C. focusing around Adam's upcoming trial. Definitely interested in knowing about that as well. So let's jump into the allegations. As I understand it, somebody has been very naughty on the Adam versus Man crew, maybe more than one person. What's the status there?
Well, right now I'm not going to be able to comment too much on it. I know that's like a hot topic right now, but we don't really know the facts because we don't have a report about the financials yet. It is coming towards us. But we don't have it, so we don't know exactly anything, and we don't really want to speculate on something like that when it comes, to people's reputations and things like that. There's been a lot of, I don't know if you ever saw the George Donnelly report.
I did, actually. I actually sent a copy of it to Adam so he could see what was being said about his crew. And we reported about it on the air, and I made sure to clarify that, number one, I am not friends with George Donnelly. I don't. I think he's a great activist, but he's never been very great with dealing with people, in my opinion. He's one of the few people I've ever blocked on Facebook. But I thought that, his report was interesting, where certain names were named and allegations were leveled. And so I thought that it would be important for Adam to at least see what George Donnelly was saying. And George Donnelly is one of the guys who's operating Shield Mutual, which has now apparently dropped Adam as a customer. This is some sort of an agorist protection service, as I understand it. But feel free to continue on, Jeffrey.
Well, George's report had a lot of fact to it, but it had a lot of, wrong, just completely far-off speculations. And to put a report like that and name people's names isn't really cool without having 100%, factual data backing it up. It was pretty shocking how, I became... people started emailing me and threatening me and stuff, and I was just an outside observer who was supposed to step in, like, if things, went south, and I had nothing to do with operations, as in Herndon, Virginia, outside of just kind of being an observer. And all of a sudden it's like Jeffrey is, involved with, all these allegations, and it just kind of shows how, I'm not sure what his intention was the whole time, but he states in there pretty clearly at a certain point, I just stopped talking to him. And it was because I felt like he was making a case against everyone the whole time. And, you know, and I had no obligation to keep talking to him, but it just seemed to like really upset him. But yeah, I at a certain point, you know, once we do have the facts, most definitely after the trial, right now we can't spend any time on this really. And so, you know, after the trial, we'll come out with our report or our press release.
And you're an old friend of Adams, as I understand it. I don't think I don't recall if I've ever met you, if you've ever come to Pork Fest, the Porcupine Freedom Festival here in New Hampshire. Have you?
Yeah, I'm Adams' West Coast guy, pretty much.
Okay.
So I haven't my trip out there recently to go, you know, tighten up his loose ends was my first time out there to the D.C. area, and man, it was beautiful place, but really dark, you know. At the same time,
yeah, I don't want to have anything to do with D.C. personally.
I've never been in a place that was so sadist, like, but at the same time, so much liberty rhetoric and, you know, so much speak of the Constitution and stuff at the same time. It's really interesting experience.
So, Jeffrey, what I thought the value to George Donnelly's, you know, post, you know, the manifesto there is that it brought attention to the books, as it were, surrounding you know Adams' fundraising and that kind of thing, and that's a good thing. That, you know, the more transparency, the better. And
but timing is everything.
Sure.
And you know, timing is everything. And when all those books are locked up in a storage unit 2,000 miles away from the person who needs to give them out, you know. It was unfortunate, but we weren't able to just have a perfectly factual court ready for everyone the day after it happened.
Yeah.
And people, you know, a lot of people they get upset and they get all riled up, but it's like, you can't expect to get any good information that quickly, especially when it comes to something very serious like this. You have to wait for the facts, and we just do not have them yet. And George's timing wasn't very good. Right in front of Adams' trial to drop something like that, and to drop him, especially to drop him for something that was his, supposedly, allegedly, his crew's fault, is just, I don't know.
That was definitely unfortunate. So let's talk about good things. So as I understand it, there's going to be a big outreach project in D.C. I had an activist contact me recently from Philly who's going to be coming down for that, and he's a great activist. He's looking into getting like some two-way radios and things like that, so for better coordination among activists. But the idea is to do a fair amount of jury nullification outreach. What if any, involvement have you had? What can you tell us about that project?
It's going to be, I'm getting a virtual phone bank going right now, and I'm helping out, Nate Cox and Mike Salvi, who are really heading that, that pull up, cause they're out there, and Nate's been at that whole thing for a while. I'm flying out there soon, to help out and get all that going for the event on the 24th, which is going to be really fun.
What's the event on the 24th?
October 24th, we're having a rally at the courthouse. That's the first day of Adams' trial.
Okay.
That is going to subsequently turn into a march to Freedom Plaza, where we're going to have a rally and speakers and a barbecue, maybe a little bit of civil disobedience.
Is that because it's illegal to have a barbecue?
Oh, most definitely, you know. So, and a lot of these guys that say they're showing up, if they show up, this is going to be a really fun event. It's going to be awesome just getting, you know, meeting everyone and having all these guys, you know, that I talk to every day, you know, that, you know, a lot of us, you know, we talk to Chris Cantwell and you know, like Larkin Rose and Luke Sadowski and Alex Jones.
Yeah, it sounds like it's going to be really exciting. If you can stick with us, Jeffrey, I'd like to continue here. We'll talk a little bit more about what's happening with Adam on the legal front and also a little more about the event. I want to find out how to get our listeners clued into that, maybe find a Facebook event and share that. So stand by. We'll come back with more with Jeffrey Phillips. He is Adam Kokesh's manager, and Adam, of course, is in jail. So how can you help? We'll talk more about that coming up in moments with Jeffrey.
Ben Swan here. We are winning. Alternative media is challenging and beating mainstream media, and it's imperative for the Liberty Movement to continue this momentum. However, independent media cannot win without the support of sponsors and advertisers like Diamond Gusset Jeans. For over 26 years, Diamond Gusset has been owned by patriots with products designed for patriots. When I put on a pair of Diamond Gusset jeans, I enjoy the quality, comfort, durability, and style. Most importantly, my wife really likes them as well. From the cotton to the last stitch, Diamond Gusset bucks the industry standard by producing a 100% all-American product. Another reason for my endorsement. So Ben Swan is asking you to go visit DiamondLiberty.com right now. With promo code BEN, you will receive a 20% off discount on a pair of male or female Diamond Gusset jeans. Remember, DiamondLiberty.com, and you are directly supporting the growth of independent media.
Gold, it's like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common-sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
The fall season is here. Falling downstairs, bad. Fallback pricing, good. Don't fall down the stairs. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote for special fallback pricing on delicious freeze-dried foods and dehydrated foods. Vote early. Vote often. Through October 10th. Tell us which product to put on sale. Then, beginning October 11th, Fallback Friday, the price of the product with the most votes will be on sale with special fallback pricing. Missing out on a sale on emergency preparedness food, camping food, or backpacking food? Bad. Storing delicious freeze-dried entrees, fruits, vegetables, and desserts? Good. Go to freezedryguy.com. Vote now through October 10th for fallback pricing. Voting for politicians who expose themselves? Bad. Voting for fallback pricing at freezedryguy.com, good. Go to freezedryguy.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. You can take control here toll-free, and we will get to your calls about anything. So if you have a question for Jeffrey Phillips, he is the manager for Adam Kokesh from Adam vs. The Man. That's AdamVSTheMan.com. I like Adam. I think he's a good guy. I really believe that he is honest in his pursuit of liberty. I'm confused about why he's pursuing it in D.C., but that's, you know, neither here nor there.
Tactics.
He did that, and now he is in jail for it. And there are people out there who are willing to stand by him and support him. And we're talking with his manager, Jeffrey Phillips, who is one of those folks, and he's helping out organize an upcoming event, which will be happening on the first day of the Adam Kokesh trial. Now, this is one of two Adam Kokesh trials, as I understand it. We're going to get back to Jeffrey here in a moment. But I want to invite you to do something really important for liberty. Because if you stand alone, as unfortunately Adam did, if you stand alone, they are going to cut you down. They are going to stop you. Maybe not violently at first, but eventually they're going to come after you and they're going to put you in a cage or bankrupt you or whatever. If they, the people who call themselves the state, feel that you're a threat, they will target you, especially if you're the only person. And when I say threat, I mean peaceful, you know, civil disobedience, getting active politically. There's all kinds of things you can do to be a threat to the status quo.
Squeaky nail gets hammered down.
So true, Johnny Ray. And so what if you took a bunch of those squeaky nails and moved them all to the same place?
There'd be a lot of hammering going on.
No, they don't have enough hammers, Mark, to go after all of them. The Free State Project is the idea of bringing 20,000 people who love liberty all to the same geographic location. We've got almost 15,000. We're almost there. We're like within striking distance. 75 more signers, and we'll hit 15,000 of that 20,000 number. And then, you know, it's we're on the downhill of this recruitment drive. We're looking to get 20,000 people to say they will move, to pledge, to move to New Hampshire, as we have done. The three of us on the show are early movers for the Free State Project. To move here and to get active, whether that means to do civil disobedience, as Adam has done in D.C., or whether it means, you know, politics or outreach or media creation or street theater. I mean, you name it, whatever kind of activism might suit you, you will find it here and you'll find it in spades, because there are already over 1,400 people who are here as part of the Free State Project. So we've got about 10% of the people that have signed up thus far who've already moved. So we're getting the ball rolling, and you can join the fun. Go to freestateproject.org as we go back to Jeffrey Phillips. He is Adam Kokesh's manager. And, Jeffrey, you were just telling us about an upcoming event happening October 24th, and you sent the Facebook. We sent that out to Facebook, Twitter, Google+. So if you have not yet seen this, you should go and learn more about it, because there's a big jury nullification outreach push going on in D.C., not just on this one day, but as I understand it, activists are actually buying billboards, signage in D.C., like in train stations and things like that, about jury nullification. And, Jeffrey, I know you said you're not really heading the effort up. There are some people that are on the ground in Virginia. You're calling from California, but I didn't know. Had you heard about that? That they bought, you know, advertising?
Oh, yeah. We've been planning it for quite a while.
I think that's pretty exciting. So there's some good money going into this. A lot of activists are spending time on this. And right now, 200 plus people on Facebook have said they will be attending this event, this March to Free Adam from the Man. And so what else can you tell us about the event?
I'm trying to think of all the names. It's just going to be a lot of fun. We're going to be raffling, trying to do some outreach around that area, and just kind of, you know, we're ending there because that's where this whole thing started, basically. And, you know, the whole irony of the fact that he was arrested for, like, making a video in Freedom Plaza, and us going back there on the first day of the court date is pretty, you know, it shows how, I mean, D.C. is just overwhelmingly scary kind of place. For a bunch of us to be there will be very interesting, because when I was there, I very much felt like I was alone. You know, every single car out there has Obama stickers plastered all over it, because everybody works for the Man out there. And
it's just about everybody that works for the Man. If you don't work for the Man, you are like serving food to the people who work for the Man, basically. I mean, that's pretty much the only two categories of people in D.C. So there's a lot happening. That sounds really exciting. But that's only one of his charges. Now, that's the federal gun charge on the 24th, or is it?
Yeah, that is carrying a weapon outside of your home or business. And according to the Heller case, you know, that was extended outside of your home, too, but they're claiming it's not. So that is going to be a very, very interesting and maybe a very landmark case that goes through. The Virginia charges are different. They are, having weapons and a Schedule I controlled substance together.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you can have... you know, you can have guns, but you can't have guns and something that's controlled together.
Yeah.
Because then it becomes a very, very big no-no. And that was the allegations for the, you know, that went down during the raid. And it's funny you bring up that there was a couple agencies in the raid. There was actually four.
Okay.
There was Virginia State Police, the Parks Police, D.C. Police, and Secret Service.
Wow.
Because what happens is if these guys show up to something like that, they get money next year because, you know, they showed up to something. So whenever anything happens like that, everyone gets together, you know, and it becomes this big, like, okay, this is the problem with this out-of-control system is, you know, you have all these agencies and SWAT teams, you know, attacking someone who didn't even do anything to anybody,
yeah,
you know, and that justifies their budgets next year.
When are the Virginia charges coming to trial?
They're, December.
Okay.
So I think it's 14th or 16th or something like that. I should have that info, but it just came out that those, he's released on bond from that.
So if he wins this case in DC, he's out.
And then he has to go to the court case in Virginia.
Got it.
But that case is really flippy floppy. They do not have, you know, there's so much wrong with that case. We don't really expect it to go.
We should talk more about that later on, you know, down the line after the DC case.
Yeah.
We'll have you back on, or maybe we'll get to have Adam back on, which would be nice. I did give him in the letter that I sent the studio landline, and he is more than welcome to call. We'll pay the ridiculous charges to have him on the show. Because, you know, it's always nice to hear from him. But it's great having you on, Jeffrey, and I appreciate you taking the time out of your schedule to talk with us here tonight on Free Talk Live. Guys, I mean, you've been listening quietly as I've been asking Jeffrey questions. Anything you guys want to jump in with here?
Any clue from, like, the lawyer and folks or anything like that, how this is going to turn out? I think that's what most people, I mean, obviously it's the hardest question to answer, but it's the question on everybody's mind.
Yeah, the Adam put out a podcast yesterday called, I think it's called Adam's Lawyer Invokes the Fifth and Second Amendment, or cites it during his, he had a hearing yesterday, and Peter Cooper, Adam's lawyer, went up and had a really awesome, like, preliminary trial speech or something like that. I'm not sure the exact terminology for it, but, you know, he cited that, you know, the D.C. Heller case and all these other things. And
so hopefully it'll work out well. And I would love to have either you or Adam back as the trial rolls around, and let's talk a little bit further about, you know, the strategy and how it goes on the first day, if that's okay with you.
Cool, yeah, no problem. Thanks, guys.
Jeffrey, I appreciate you coming on. AdamVSTheMan.com is where you can go to do more and get in touch with Adam. And more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need, and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you, has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival
survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927, 866-229-0927, or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Nutritious food is real body armor. It builds muscle, burns fat, improves digestion, and feeds the entire body the nutrients it needs. Did you know the U.S. government banned the hemp plant from growing in the United States and classified it as a Schedule I drug to hide it behind the marijuana plant? People have been confused about this plant for over 80 years, and many still don't know what hemp is. So now you know hemp is not marijuana, and marijuana is not hemp. They are different varieties of the same species. HempUSA.org wants the world to know these basic facts and to help people understand that hemp protein powder is the best-kept health secret you need to know about. Remember, hemp protein powder contains 53% protein, is gluten-free, anti-inflammatory, non-GMO, and is loaded with nutrients. Call 888-910-4367, 888-910-4367, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org. That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Trauma Max. A high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com will stop it and most pistol rounds. Trauma Max is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Are you someone who forges your own trail? Are you a pioneer with the need to homestead your self-reliant entrepreneur spirit? If so, RF Bunker has a franchise opportunity for you. RF Bunker is the fastest growing emergency and survival retail store in the United States. RF Bunker franchise opportunities are leading the way for business-minded heroes seeking adventure in owning and operating their own emergency supply and survival store. Visit rfbunker.com or call 866-623-2932. This offer is not being directed to any resident of the register-required states.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. Take control of the airwaves here. Toll-free at 855-450-FREE. Free. That is the SACL CAI toll free line. And by the way, that's 855-450-3733, and you can join us online at freetalklive.com. Please enjoy the features on the site we have for you. Listening options, broadband, midband, narrowband versions of the show, got them all. They're all free. You can listen around the clock. Latest episode is always playing on our streams. Listen.freetalklive.com. Also, you'll find our radio stations, over 120 of them. Great stations on AM and FM, coast to coast. We've got satellite listening choices. We've got webcam. We've got listen lines. Man, we've got plenty of different ways for you to get Free Talk Live into your ears. Most of them are completely free, so go to listen.freetalklive.com and learn more.
You know that traffic incidents are inevitable. You know that at some point you're going to be in an automobile accident. At some point you're going to get pulled over. Now, when these things happen, it's really nice to have your side of the story backed up with audio and video. As a matter of fact, it can be a huge burden on you if, for whatever reason, you know, somebody in the other car or the police officer doesn't remember the story the way you remember it. That's why I've got in both of my vehicles the GPS black box dash cam available from freedomcam.net. This device, it gives you, it's an easy to use unit. You just turn on the car, it turns itself right on with the power coming from the cigarette lighter or whatever they call that thing now. I don't think you're allowed to call them cigarette lighters anymore. I think it's a power unit thing. I'm not sure exactly. Anyway, it's got a built-in microphone and GPS navigation. It records your route and speed, and it's got cameras pointing out of the front and into the passenger compartment out the back, so it gives a great view of what's going on. It's the GPS black box dash cam available from freedomcam.net. You can protect yourself with the ultimate witness. It is worth having. I have it, and I am delighted by it. They, by the way, they do take bitcoins. Freedomcam.net.
All right, got some updates on the Silk Road coming up here in a few moments, and Johnny Ray likely has a game of the week for us. I don't know what it is yet, though.
Yeah, same as last week.
The same game as last week, the one we didn't get into.
Yeah, I think I'm going to be playing this game for a while. It's it's deep. It's vast.
Want to hear more about it because we only had like 10 seconds to talk about it last week. So we'll come back to that and your calls first. We go to Jamie listening in New Jersey via TuneIn. Hey, Jamie.
Hello, all.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I'm going to change gears from what you may see on the screen there because as I was listening while I was on hold, you mentioned in your read for the Free State Project about feeling alone where you are.
Yeah.
Adam's manager spoke about feeling alone when he visited D.C. Even though I have a few liberty-oriented friends around here in New Jersey, I feel alone.
I heard you.
And,
yeah, I can sympathize. I understand that.
Today, my wife and I did our first bit of Robin Hooding, which, for those who don't know, is getting out in front of a parking enforcer and feeding the meters in order to prevent people from getting tickets. And so I ran a little video, and we were out in front of the guy, and we fed some meters, and we saved about five people from parking tickets.
Fantastic.
And it terrified me.
Activism is terrifying.
I've never done it before. I've thought about it. But it takes cojones to stand up and do what's right, even though you know it's right.
Probably and, more so in New Jersey than it would in New Hampshire. I mean, I've certainly I haven't spent much time in New Jersey, but the time I have spent there, I've wanted to leave as quickly as possible. It's definitely a different atmosphere, at least to me, the difference between the two. And it's probably one of the reasons why Marcus, who is one of our Thursday night co-hosts, moved here from New Jersey. Derek J. is also originally from New Jersey. And they're just not as intimidating here. I mean, I can't say you wouldn't have the same experience, given that it was your first time doing activism. But it gets easier interacting with the police. The more you do it, becomes more comfortable.
Now, Jamie, is your wife kind of on the same page with you, or was she just standing by her man, or what?
No, she's on the same page with me.
Awesome.
Excellent.
Yeah. Well, great, man. So, were you threatened in any way by the parking enforcers, or you know what happened?
I, being my first time, I messed up and hit pause, so I did miss getting it on the video. So when I post the video later in the week, you won't see this part. But the guy seemed to know what I was doing. And as he came close, he goes, "Hey, how do I look?" And I said, "You look great." And he just gave me a smile and went on his way. So he wasn't intimidating. As a matter of fact, he was very pleasant. But I still, as he got closer, I was like, uh-oh, here we go, oh no.
Awesome. So are you considering moving to New Hampshire as part of the Free State Project?
Oh, yeah, we're working on it. It's in the plans.
Have you then signed up as participants at freesteteproject.org?
We haven't signed up yet. We're trying to make our first visit and work that out first, and then...
Okay. If you're planning on coming, you might as well sign up sooner rather than later. Your two signatures will get us that much closer to the 15,000 threshold. And, of course, the more people that can sign up. If it's your plan to move to New Hampshire, even if you don't know how it's going to happen.
You're qualified to sign up.
Yeah. Then,
because you're stating your intent, and it's a statement of intent.
Yeah, exactly right. So, Jamie, you won't have to feel alone anymore as soon as you get to New Hampshire, especially if you locate in areas where there are large concentrations of activists. Obviously, if you're going to move out into the woods, then, you know, you're going to get what you're going to get as far as activist neighbors. But if you're in places like the Seacoast, Manchester, Keene, these are three of the more populated areas, and so they're already really just vibrant liberty communities. I mean, Mark, you and I were over in Manchester recently, and we went to the club there that they have for activists after hours, and it was just fantastic. There's just always so much going on. Jamie, anything else you want to share about your experience?
Well, I'm going to try and make it to Keenevention
to check
out that area. I don't know.
That's
if I
music
can or
to Ian's
not.
Ears, I'll tell you.
Yeah, there you go. Well, yeah, you can go to keenevention.info if you'd like to sign up and learn more. And look forward to seeing you sooner or later. Jamie, thanks for the call tonight.
And,
I appreciate it.
There is something else about it. The gentleman who was walking around gladly giving out $46 parking tickets, while he was on his 20 to 30 minute walk doing so, he was illegally parked.
Of course. Well, it's not illegal when they do it.
I got video of him in that spot, and you'll see that when I upload it.
Good stuff. Yeah, share that on our Facebook, not Facebook, but share it on our front page at freetalklive.com, and hopefully people will vote it up. I thank you for the call, Jamie. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733.
It's completely unsurprising, and, you know, if you think about it, obviously if there's a lot of, you know, the parking spaces are not available, sure, you want you want the meter reader, the parking enforcement officer, to not use up a parking space if they're in short supply. Obviously, you want
you want them not to, but the state certainly wants them there.
Well, no. What I'm saying is that he's parked illegally.
But when they do it.
Okay, I understand. It's not illegal when they do it. He's parked that would be in a way that would be illegal for everyone else.
Correct. There are two classes of men. There's them and the
rest. It really is. Because you got to ask yourself, if it's okay for this person to park this way for the period of time that he's parked there to do his job, why is it not okay for you to park there in that way? Well, the answer is because you don't have the silly little badge. That's really what it comes down to. The government claims for itself powers that you do not possess. Now, if it's a government of the people, whence do these powers that you do not possess come? I'm asking you, if this is a government of the people, where do the powers that you don't possess come from? Are these the powers that you supposedly give up in order to live in a civilized society? If it's a civilized society, how can this guy just go around parking wherever he wants? Mm. I mean, these are the philosophical conundrums that no one confronts because the state is such an integral part of our lives, no one even asks themselves. This guy is creating anarchy.
Well, and if you call it what it is, Mark, which is a criminal gang of people who are ruling over other...
It gets a lot easier to understand at that point.
It's easier to understand, but then you get accused of being in a cult and using jargon. No, you're not. It's not a jail cell, or it's not a cage, it's a jail cell. I mean, things like this. So, you know, even if you explain it real crystal clear what it actually is, the state is so inculcated that people cannot believe what you're saying. They don't want to believe it. 855-453, you can take control. Coming up, Silk Road Updates.
Hi, folks. Ronnie McMullen here for Life Change Tea. I'm one of the many talk show hosts that drink this tea. Talk show hosts endorse products that work. It's our job. So I'm telling you, Life Change Tea works. What does it do? It gently works on your colon to clean and give you more energy. If you have colon problems, life doesn't go so well. One talk show host suggested that the company be called Colonese. Well, that just shows you the product works. Don't be fooled by other wannabe companies. Life Change Tea is number one. Just drink 2 8-ounce glasses a day and feel the difference in your health. You might even save a doctor bill. Ready to order? Log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Simple. Or call them at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. One more time, 928-308-0408. If your stomach rumbles at first, that's proof the tea is already working. Just lessen your dose and feel great. Order today at GetTheTea.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these specials. A 14 by 21 foot shop for under $6,000 or a 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's $5,000. Square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. Take control here. Toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll free line. You can join us online. Just go to freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we share with you. Once again, freetalklive.com. And if you like the show and you want to help support Free Talk Live, you may send Bitcoin our way. Actually, somebody told me that there's finally a service out there that offers recurring Bitcoin payments.
Oh, really? That's great.
Pretty exciting. I was told it was Coinbase. I have not yet verified this information. Just word of mouth. Heard that that's available now. Pretty cool. So if you want to send us a one-time contribution, you can do that. Or if you've got the Coinbase account and you want to send recurring ones, gosh, that'd be really appreciated. So, again, you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. That's where you can learn more about Bitcoin, which is an amazing technology that allows you to send money directly to the people that you care about, to businesses, to whomever you want, anywhere in the world. It's decentralized. That means there's no one authority over top of it. There's no corporation or government that is in charge of it. I'm sure the government would love to be in charge of Bitcoin, but they're not. And that means that you're connected directly with your money. That means you've cut out all the middlemen, and that's huge for money. Huge.
The government has rolled out a new $100 bill today.
I heard about that.
The competition is on. The government has picked up the gauntlet that Bitcoin has thrown down as competition in the area of currency. The government now has a little holographic bell, apparently, on the $100 bill, and a blue strip.
Ooh. Didn't they already have strips in the $100 bill?
It's a new strip. This strip...
Is this an outer strip or an inner strip?
I haven't seen it.
I'll have to go pull that up. I thought somebody told me this today, and I thought, gosh, didn't they just re-release the $100 bill recently?
Well, frankly, this is what your expectation is around currency. You expect that somehow, you know, a step forward, a tiny little step forward in the area of currency every decade or so.
Yeah, it's probably been a decade since
that's
they did
what.
It.
You know, that's what we expect when it comes to currency. Bitcoins, you can send and receive money around the world. Your money's safe from, it's impossible to counterfeit, and your money's safe from, intrusive governments around the world. And the government brings out a little blue strip. That's their competition
Bitcoins are the currency of the internet.
Yes.
I have a question. You guys no doubt have seen those pictures of the comparisons of the U.S. dollar bills compared to Monopoly money and how they're the same color. Is that actually, is there any truth behind that?
I don't know, but it's a funny little Facebook meme.
It sure is.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen any pink, you know, pink tens on the sides or whatever.
I've seen pink tint.
Okay.
Yep. So maybe if I've got one, I'll show you here, Johnny Ray. But where I was going with the Bitcoin thing is you can go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. Our Bitcoin address is there. There's a Bitcoin chip in. So if you want to throw something our way for Bitcoin, gosh, I sure do appreciate it. And if you don't know about Bitcoin, you can learn more through the links that you'll find there. And you can get yourself a free Bitcoin wallet even, if you'd like, from blockchain.info. You'll see the blockchain banner right there front and center when you go to bitcoin.freetalklive.com. And blockchain.info makes it easy to get your Bitcoin wallet. And then all you have to do is just get some Bitcoin to put into it. And maybe we'll tell you more about how to do that here in a little bit.
The price of Bitcoins in dollars did drop, Mark, as you were talking about the other night, dropped after the Silk Road went down.
Mm-hmm. And last week?
Was it last week?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, today's Tuesday, so yeah. And quickly bounced back up. It's right around where it was before the incident.
Oh, yeah, it's very resilient. I mean, anybody who thought that the end of the Silk Road was going to be the end of Bitcoin just had no perspective on Bitcoin.
I wasn't too worried about it, but I did expect it to go down farther than it did. I thought we were going to see a bottoming out of Bitcoin.
Oh, no. Oh, my goodness, no. I mean, think about all the people in, you know, Russia and China that are buying Bitcoin for a variety of different reasons. People have all kinds of motivations to use Bitcoin. The idea that drugs are the prime motivation is ridiculous.
That's not what my claim is. My claim is that a speculator's market tends to be emotionally driven. And that's what the Bitcoin marketplace is to some extent. It's a speculator's market.
But Bitcoin's huge, man. I mean, there's a lot of people using Bitcoin.
I was wrong about this. Okay. Don't think that you can somehow predict a marketplace. All right?
I'm not saying I can predict anything.
All right.
You were the one making the prediction.
No, you were too.
No, I didn't predict anything.
You didn't think it was going to change
much? I figured it was going to go down, but I didn't know how much.
If you didn't think it was going to change much, that's a prediction.
I didn't say that. I didn't
you
say that
said,
at
oh,
all.
You said, oh, no. And then you're giving reasons why you didn't
you
think it was going to happen.
You said it was going to bottom out.
That's why I said.
That's what I said, oh, no, to.
I said I thought it was going to bottom out, and you're like, oh, no. That's a prediction, my friend. No, it is not going to bottom out.
No, okay. It can't be that's a prediction right. Because we're all talking about this after the fact. If he had said this last week, then that would be a prediction.
Right. Look, so when you said it was going to bottom out, and I said,
I thought it was going to bottom out.
That means that I did not believe you that it was going to bottom out. That's the only thing I was, you know, if I'm going to go out on a limb, it was that Bitcoin was not going to have any significant impact by this news. Yeah. It was impacted, but not very significantly.
Yeah, I don't think it was 25%.
Right, that's because Bitcoin is way bigger than one website or one product category or whatever, and it just keeps growing and growing as more services and products begin, you know, companies begin accepting Bitcoin. You got WordPress out there accepting Bitcoin. I think Mega announced support for Bitcoin. I mean, there have been all kinds of big companies that have come on board. Even eBay's talking about it, apparently. So, you know, what's next for Bitcoin? Who knows? But the drug market certainly isn't going away either, by the way. It's just going to go to other websites.
What's next for Bitcoin? You getting some. I recommend get a Bitcoin, put it in the blockchain.info account.
Yeah. Well, we just talked about blockchain.info a moment ago.
Did we?
Yep, exactly right. You weren't paying attention. You were looking at your funny money there.
I was looking at the funny money. By the way, the 5 does seem hold some resemblance to the pink 5 from Monopoly money, and the 20 certainly is green.
Here, let me look at that.
All right, so we're going to go to your phone calls here. Let's talk to Tom in Hudson. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live. That's New Hampshire.
I've got some important information to offer here. I found that on 6 August of 2012, President Obama made a campaign fundraiser visit to a city, and, of course, roads were shut down, a state park was closed, a bathing beach was closed, a couple of aircraft were intercepted by NORAD while he was there. One of them was forced to land for trespassing in Barack Obama's airspace, and the president proceeded to the fundraising event at the Marriott Hotel in Stamford, Connecticut, the home of that crazy lady who said that the president had put Stamford in lockdown.
I don't know what that's about.
Well, the lady who was shot to death down in Washington, D.C., because she made a wrong turn at 15th and E Street and then drove away.
Okay.
Yeah, that now, they're trying
What does she have to do with Stanford?
She was from Stamford, Connecticut, and she said that the president had put Stamford, Connecticut in lockdown because, see, they're trying to portray her as crazy. Look at this crazy lady. She's saying this crazy stuff like the president put Stamford, Connecticut in lockdown. And the news media, the mainstream media's worst fear is that some blabbermouth is going to go and call up a radio talk show that's syndicated from coast to coast and go on the air and explain it to everybody that the president, in fact, that same month that her daughter was born, did kind of have Stamford, Connecticut kind of closed off and boxed up and disrupted the activities of the local residents.
So I have to say, I'm not really clued in on this situation. I know this lady had her baby with her. She was shot to death by the police. So you're saying she
appears
had called
to be
a talk
just
radio
a,
show?
Yeah, them using force of, you know, they look like they went overboard to me.
So are you saying, Tom, that she had called a talk radio show to complain about Barack Obama?
No, I'm talking about him calling.
That blabbermouth. I'm the blabbermouth that just called up the radio talk show and explained it to everybody, and now the mainstream media trying to portray her as crazy.
What was the comment that she made about them shutting down Stanford?
They're trying to portray her as crazy because she's claiming that the president had gotten
Where did she
Stanford
claim that? She's dead, so she must have claimed that before she was shot to death. Where was that? Where did that happen?
They're quoting her as saying such a thing.
Do you know from where they received that information? Was it a Facebook update? Was it what was it?
I'm reading this on the news that they're quoting her as saying this. Where they're getting that from, I don't know. But I've also read on the news that the cops removed the kid from the car first. And then murdered the mother. And
really?
If there's proof, if they find, I don't know that, but, you know, we need to find that out. And the burden of proof, of course, is on the cops to establish that they did not do so.
Thanks, Tom, for the call and thoughts tonight. Appreciate it. 855-450-FREE. Interesting allegations. That's 855-450-3733.
It feels so terrible what happened there. You know, it looks like a woman who made the wrong turn and then got scared. And
I'd be scared, too, if a bunch of men were drawing down on me.
Right. And if you compare this to, say, having happened at a shopping mall or something, then you'll see what it really is. It's hypervigilance around protecting the symbol of the most powerful state in the world.
I bet you Bitcoin, Mark, that she was on antidepressants.
Might have been.
We will come back with more here in moments. Hour number two is on the way. We touched a bit on the Silk Road. We'll get into detail about some of the updates, what's been happening since the bust of the alleged creator. Coming up.
Hey, this is Guy Fieri. Now, when your recipe calls for red peppers, chili powder, garlic, and onions, you got the start of some awesome chili and maybe some heartburn. If that's the case, roll out the Rolaids Liquid.
Don't let heartburn keep you from enjoying the things you love. New Rolaids Liquid gets you back in the action fast. Even when your worst heartburn symptoms flare up, Rolaids Liquid dual active formula coats and soothes for rapid relief. New Rolaids Liquid in your choice of mint or cherry. Use as directed.
R-O-L-A-I-D-S? Now that's how you spell relief.
Because Mike switched to Geico and saved hundreds of dollars on car insurance, his money clip wants to shake his hand. Firmly. For a solid 3 seconds. But it can't. Fact is, most money clips don't have hands to shake with. Switch to Geico, and every time you notice the extra cash, you'll know your money clip wants to give you a firm handshake. But remember, it can't. It doesn't have hands. It is, however, happy that you're saving money.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.